This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. One of the last two ships carrying grain as part of the Black Sea Grain Initiative arrived in Istanbul Saturday, leaving only one ship left operating under the grain deal, currently at the port of Odessa in Ukraine. The deal is due to expire Monday. Friday, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said he remains hopeful the deal, which he helped broker with the United Nations, will be extended before Monday's deadline. But there's been no word from Russia. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Moscow has ramped up its rhetoric, saying it may not extend the deal that expires Monday unless its demands are met. That includes ensuring its own agricultural shipments don't face hurdles. The Black Sea Grain Initiative has allowed 32.8 million metric tons of grain to be exported from Ukraine since last August, more than half to developing countries. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Hours after he was hospitalized after complaining of dizziness Saturday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a video statement to say he felt very well and had suffered from dehydration, though his office said he was staying overnight in the hospital and canceled meetings scheduled for Sunday. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Netanyahu's potential absence raised questions as the country deals with a crisis over a planned judicial overhaul, as well as simmering conflicts with the Palestinians and Iran. He moved to calm worries by issuing a brief video message reportedly from his hospital room near Tel Aviv. Netanyahu, Israel's longest-serving leader, said he had been on holiday at the Sea of Galilee on Friday during a heat wave. Temperatures there reached 108 degrees Saturday. His office said Netanyahu was admitted on his physician's recommendation after complaining of light dizziness, and initial tests came back normal.
This is VOA News. As Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu recovered in the hospital, Israeli media report more than 100,000 Israelis took to the streets of Tel Aviv Saturday to protest against his government's planned judicial overhaul for the 28th consecutive week. Israelis also protested in Jerusalem, waving flags and chanting democracy outside the residence of Israel's president as they vowed to continue to ensure Israel's democracy. Protester Jonathan Halevi said he was there to protect his family.
I'm protesting to save our democracy and our liberty in a country of democracy such as Israel. It's not about right, it's not about left, it's about what we believe and the future of the next generation of our children and our grandchildren.
Critics for the judicial overhaul plan aims to curb judicial independence by Netanyahu is on trial for corruption charges that he denies. He says the reforms would balance out the power in the branches of government. NASA's Mars rover is gathering a growing amount of evidence pointing to indicators of life on the red planet. VOA's Laurel Bowman reports.
New findings from NASA's Perseverance rover suggest the presence of a diversity of organic molecules in rocks at a locale where a lake existed long ago. The latest evidence comes from an instrument called Sherlock, mounted on the six-wheeled rover's robotic arm that enables a detailed mapping and analysis of organic molecules. Researchers are reporting Sherlock's findings from 10 places on two geological formations on the floor of Jezero Crater. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Scientists report rising temperatures in waters off the southeastern U.S. state of Florida due to climate change have sparked an extreme stressor for corals, causing bleaching. Within the last week, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, reported Florida water temperatures around 35 degrees Celsius. The agency says the normal water temperature for this time of year should be between 23 and 31 degrees Celsius. The extreme water temperatures have caused coral bleaching in the reefs near Miami and the Florida Keys, home to vibrant and diverse coral tracts. The bleaching leaves stressed corals pale and vulnerable and threatens entire reefs, which are home to millions of species of marine life, support healthy ocean food chains, and protect coastlines. NOAA scientist Michael Studevant said they're taking steps to repair the reefs, cultivating coral fragments in nurseries and transplanting them to reefs.
Here at NOAA, we're really big on conservation, so protecting the resources that we do have currently, but also restoration. So being able to take individuals from some habitats like these urban corals in our backyard here, and then to populate them out onto the reefs.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.